Turning now to Europe, and the European Union is set to complete authorization of a big supervisory mission in Kosovo this week, just before the territory is expected to declare independence from Serbia, Will Taylor reports.
The 27-nation bloc says it will use a low-profile diplomatic procedure to approve an operations plan for the 1,800-strong police and justice mission, the last of four preparatory documents required to launch the deployment of the supervisory mission. The bloc's leaders had agreed in principle in December to send the mission, due to replace the UN administration in Kosovo. Kosovo's ethnic Albanian leaders are expected to declare independence next Sunday, despite fierce opposition from the Serbian and Russian governments. In Serbia, where the pro-Western president has just recently won re-election by a narrow margin, the move toward independence is causing tension. The Apostolic Nuncio to Serbia, Archbishop Eugenio Sparbaro, says the issue remains extremely delicate.
There is, some tension and some possible trouble. And the great majority are not happy. And they are thinking that Europa are going too fast.
Archbishop Sparbaro says he would prefer the process move slower to allow a consensus to develop among both parties.
I understand that would be good if you could find a solution as quick as possible, but if you don't find a solution, as far as I'm concerned, I would prefer not to rush.
The Serbian government says it wants to eventually join the European Union, but the independence of Kosovo, which is likely to be recognized by the majority of the EU, could sour the relationship for years to come. I'm Will Taylor.